You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Good afternoon, lovely ladies and gents. This is Sanctified Sunday, and you are speaking to... No, this is your girl, Classy Ass Ash, on the mic, and you are tuning in to Uncut and Unbothered, which is the podcast for young ladies in a world where labels mean so much, we choose to define ourselves. Uncut and Unbothered is a podcast about five young black intellectual women being who they are and saying what the fuck they want.
Okay.
What's up, y'all? What's poppin'?
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Miss D, and we're just in here chilling on this lovely, beautiful Sunday.
Hey. It is a chill Sunday.
It is real chill. What's up, ladies? How y'all doing? I ain't seen y'all since Friday. Hey, y'all. This Brit Brett. Rat-a-tat-tat. I don't like that part. I'm dropping it.
What part? Good. I don't like it either.
Say no more.
Yeah, I'm dropping it. I'm Brit Brett. What up, though?
On the ones and twos.
Yeah, we this bitch.
Hey, yes. It's your girl Jasmine. I don't have no cute nicknames. Y'all know who I am.
Just Jazz.
Just Jazz.
It's your girl T Streets.
She wasn't ready.
Strizzle.
You can follow me at Yep She Cold, YUPSHEKOLD. I'm on Instagram, Snapchat, whatever you need.
Oh yeah, follow me, your girl Classy S Ash. It's on every handle. Head witch bitch.
It's your girl Osama daughter. Well, underscore at the end, OSAMA.
So I got something on my mind.
What's up?
I got something I'm ready to talk about.
Let's talk.
I'm just, in enlightenment of the recent series on Netflix, Holla. Are y'all seen Dear Dark White People? Have y'all seen the show?
Yes.
I love that show.
It's been the movie.
It was good, right? You saw the movie too? Mm-hmm. See, I haven't seen the movie. I need to watch it.
I actually haven't watched the show. I watched the movie.
Oh, really? The show was good.
You gotta see the show. The show is good.
It is really good. But in reference to that, it came to mind that they had some things they were talking about. And, you know, obviously the show is more centered on PWI, Institute, yeah. Dear White People. Let's get into that. Let's talk about the things that they don't know that they need to know. Because it's some things. For one, let's talk about the fact that when you hear me speaking, you feel like it's necessary to tell me how educated I sound. As opposed to what, white people? What am I supposed to sound like?
Yeah, they want you to drop all the ings.
Okay.
All the ings. Every word.
And all the ERs.
All the ERs.
All the ERs.
Okay. Like, that's I'm sorry, but I can't.
They want you to mumble all your words together.
All the time.
They don't want to be able to understand you.
And they want to know what you finna do.
Not about to. But no, I have one. It is very awkward, white people, when you just look at us and do the awkward smile. You can speak. Say hi. We speak back. I won't bite. I promise.
Not everybody.
I actually would prefer you to just say, hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
As opposed to thinly veiled fear in a small way. Like, it's okay.
Hi.
I'm not going to hurt you. I work here. I promise.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Dear white people, season y'all food. I did. I messed up like y'all the other day, though.
Plain Jane.
I ain't gonna hold you up. Plain Jane ass shit.
Want that nice, her nasty ass chicken.
Then I had to go to Tubby's. I couldn't eat that chicken. So if I couldn't eat it for one day, like how y'all be eating it all the time?
That's what they used to.
And they be asking about recipes.
That shit.
Okay, that is mine. Don't ask me for my recipe. Mm-mm. Don't do it. Because I'm going to give you half the ingredients, but and see, it's going to taste like shit.
That's kind of contradicting, though, because how you going to tell them to season their food because to do
figure
it, to,
it out
to our
the
liking.
Same way we did.
But tell them.
The same way we did.
Don't ask me for my recipe.
Because
the
I
same way
know.
We did on the plantation.
Okay.
You know what?
You had slaves season your
I
food.
I figured it out.
And you still
can't break down the ingredient list.
I said
because
correctly.
I can taste certain food a couple of times and pretty much figure out what
that's
they what put in it to make it taste the same.
That's
way.
Just because you're greedy.
Really? No, that's
yeah.
true.
I'm
that's
a food like a kinda, whole a grandma
foodie.
Move.
I'm a foodie.
See,
I'm a
straight to my answer.
I'd be like, mm-hmm. Got a little cayenne pepper.
Is that cumin?
Yep.
Ooh, I love cumin.
But I mean, well, certain, you know, everyday recipes, but the traditional, like, don't ask me how to make my macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah,
don't
no,
do
that's
it.
A no.
Nope.
Don't ask me how to make my sweet potato pie because y'all eat pumpkin pie.
I've never had pumpkin pie in my life. Me confession.
Either. Confession. I've never had pumpkin pie.
Me neither.
You know what I got a problem with? Please don't ask me if you can touch my hair.
Yeah. Oh, don't touch
my hair. My God.
They and love our hair.
When I come in with a blunt cut bob, that's to my shoulders, and then come in with some weave to my butt.
Inch weave
don't
to
say,
my ass.
Oh, your hair grew overnight.
Your hair grew overnight.
Sis, they extensions. And you
know.
Now,
we all know I bought this. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, is that your way of being funny?
No, my AP English teacher used to do that. Every time I would switch my hair up and come to class, he'd be like, hey, I like the hair.
Our sex ed teacher in high school, like, he was like, you know what? He was like, you girls, I love it. He was like, you guys switch it up all the time. I love it. I absolutely love it. Like, it was so funny.
I want to know, like, is they are they trying to be funny?
No.
Or they just really be amazed?
Because the white people I have encountered that really ask about it and are intrigued, but they like it. Like, they're like, oh, my God. Like, I used to work with a girl downtown. She was like, oh, my God. I want to do this. I want to do what you guys do. It's like, I mean, you can. Oh. Anybody can buy hair.
If you go to Warren, you're going to see some that do. Some of them white girls be having full front too.
That's true. But it's funny because my supervisor was so excited the other day about how she had to leave work early to go get her hair cut and stuff like that. She was like, well, I'm just going to get a trim. And sis walked in the next day looking the same.
Yeah.
I've seen that too.
I wanted to be like, well, what did you do?
Plot twist. A lot of people don't realize white women were wearing extensions before black women ever.
Black women are trying to be like white women by dyeing their hair and straightening their hair. First of all, plot twist, there's a lot of white people that straighten their hair every day just like black people.
This is venture.
Boom. And there's a lot of white people that are not naturally blonde.
Nope.
That dye their hair blonde.
Not naturally red.
Right. So I don't understand how black women are trying to be white by wearing their hair a certain way.
We'll let the naturalist speak here.
Oh, God. Yes. Oh, we're getting off topic. Oh. We're getting off topic. We're not going to discuss hair.
If we want to go into why they think that.
I'm interested. You
know. I mean, no, I do understand at a certain point in time, straighter, longer, less kinky hair was considered more beautiful because it was closer to being white.
Exactly.
But I don't feel like that's true any longer. I feel like people just wear their hair wherever the fuck they want to wear.
Some black people still be like, your hair ain't done. Bitch, my hair is done. It's at its natural state. I consider my hair done. Don't tell me my hair not fucking
may
done.
May I infringe upon that?
Bitch, my hair is done.
There is a difference.
No, it's not.
Between natural and nappy. You can be natural, but there's still, honestly, natural hair takes way more work than weave, if we being real.
It do.
But some of y'all just coming out the house.
But
some of y'all just coming out the bed with it, and you don't have that luxury.
Because if
you can't be lopsided, you got lint, and you're like, I'm natural. Bitch, no.
Comb it
you're
out.
Nappy.
Fluff it out.
You better put some water on that shit.
You better put some water on that shit.
Comb the edges, like brush your edges down.
Okay, ladies. I mean, okay. Maybe they need another product.
We're off topic. We're not even supposed to be discussing hair today. So we have to move on. We can definitely discuss hair another day.
I got one more for the dear white people. I promise. And then I'll be done. And honestly, this one is dear interracial couples. Because I keep seeing this. And I don't think, somebody said to me, like, it's not that this stuff just started happening. It's that they just started filming it. So a lot of this stuff is not new, but we're seeing it. And it's baffling to me. These videos I keep seeing of these black men dating white women. And if y'all listen to episode one, we touched on that a little bit. So go back if you haven't caught up and do your homework. But in these interracial relationships, I keep seeing these white women listing all the reasons that their black boyfriend doesn't like black girls. And the black men, and I've seen it 3+ times, are just sitting there snickering like.
That is rude.
That is
rude. You come from a black queen.
But do you realize if you have a baby by this black man and she's a girl, your daughter is going to be a black woman? Because nobody looks at interracial people like they're interracial. And I don't agree with that. But the public as a whole, if you're half black, you're black to most people.
You don't even have to be half black. All you have to be is a pinch of black and you're black.
So, dear interracial relationship,
it's like once black get into your contaminated.
Yeah, during slavery, they said one drop of black blood, you're black.
Yeah, you're
contaminated. What does the black the birth certificate say?
I always thought
it'd say black.
I think it does.
I think they've changed it. It used to be back in the day, and I want to say even up until around the time we were born, they would just
say black, but now I think there is an option to put interracial on the birth.
Really? Probably more recently.
Yeah, more recently.
But probably. So,
but back in the day, like, oh, especially like 50s, 60s.
Oh, yeah, just say black.
More of the story, dear white people, y'all be tripping.
Y'all be tripping.
Y'all don't be tripping, because I like a lot of white people.
I love white people.
I love people in general.
Right.
Everybody be tripping, but we just talking about how white people be tripping right now. And y'all be tripping sometimes.
I mean, we can touch on everybody tripping.
Because I tell my white friends, I be like,
every episode, because every race,
why y'all be tripping?
We ain't even going to touch on you niggas. Because y'all be tripping.
These niggas, we can do this for a whole hour.
Speaking of niggas that been tripping.
They're black people.
Literally. Jacquees. He's literally tripping.
I love Jacquees.
I love him too, but you're at a point in your career where you can't do covers anymore.
This is my point. Thank you. I'm going
to
say this.
Okay, here's the thing about it though. LMA gave him the permission to do that. DJ Mustard is the one who ordered the cease and desist order on the tripping remix.
LMA liked it.
She was cool with it. She liked it. And DJ Mustard was like, oh, hell no, because the shit low key sounded a little bit better than LMA.
It did.
Well, but this is why he probably did it. Like, you can't take a shine away from a new artist. She's too new.
He's not new. He's been underground for, but he's not new.
He's mainstream new. It's a lot of.
But LMA is not new. Boot Up was out for over a year.
You know she's not new.
LMA is not new, but she's new to people.
And a lot of people don't know Jacquees, though, but he's new. Bullshit. He's new. Everybody to mainstream. Mm-mm. He's a new mainstream artist. We know him underground. Yes, because he does. That's how we know him, because
but
he does
not
a lot of covers.
New as LMA.
When it comes to mainstream, they are. Yes, they are.
Neither one of them are mainstream.
They're not.
Neither one of them has ever hit a tour. They are in the same lane.
Jacquees is way more mainstream, but they are in the same lane.
Jacquees just recently, within the last year, started having songs on the radio. Until about a year ago, I had to go on YouTube and all other music venues to find Jacquees music.
Mm-hmm. But I think
that shows you that Jacquees is not mainstream, because less than a year ago he came to Detroit and the tickets to his show were $11. Nobody's mainstream.
Well,
I think that's why
DJ Mustard took that because he founded LMA. Like, that's his artist. Yeah. So I think that's why he said, like, no.
One of our five.
You can't take.
And
that.
They feel like it was just the chorus that was cool. They felt like the song was not really hitting on it for Jacquees. It was just the chorus. Yeah.
And they entitled to that opinion.
I mean, honestly, I liked it. Don't get me wrong. I liked his remix. But I didn't like it more than her version. It's her song. Like, I didn't like her version.
And I don't like Jacquees. But I liked his version better. I liked his version better, but I don't like him. I wish she could have done what he did on the song, because I liked LMA. I just didn't like her version. It felt watered down.
So, I'm excited about that's really her in that sex tape.
I didn't even get to see it. You can look at the sex tape and see that's not her.
Yeah,
because
I'm gonna believe what I want to believe. I think it's her.
You think it's her?
It looked like her. To me.
I don't even think she got an ass like that, to be honest.
You don't know what's in it.
I mean, she always wears baggy stuff, so you don't know. She might be pulling the Erykah Badu out. I don't know.
I did not know Erykah was strapped like that.
Like, Erykah was strapped. I said, bitch, that's what you had under them shower curtains and shit.
Shower curtains.
She came out on Summer Wars on some like galaxy print leggings. Her ass is so fat. I just remember being like, I need some galaxy print leggings. That must be it. That must be how you hit me.
I don't know.
It might be LMA.
It could be before, but I was looking at her pictures and I was looking at the sex tape and I was like, it's not her because of her tattoos, but maybe it was just old and somebody just leaked that shit.
I don't think it was. But
I mean, I'm sure she got a lion on her hand. Stuff like that all the time, though.
She got a lion on her hand. The girl didn't have a lion. It could have just been old.
Sex tapes are
fair. But I mean, everybody can be freaky if they want
to
be.
I'm not mad at her being freaky. More power to
her. I mean, it ain't going to stop me from liking her music.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's how she able to make songs like that. You have to fuck a few niggas to start feeling that way.
Okay.
Hey.
She got a few niggas under her belt. But
as do most bitches, so save your judgment.
Low key, she fucking Kehlani.
So, I would too.
Kehlani is cute.
As hell.
But she's not even. She's kind of like, you know, she got both sides, I guess.
Ella?
Do we know if she got both sides? Or is she just like girls?
LMA has never given me that vibe.
I've never seen her. Besides with Kehlani.
Is about men.
But a lot of artists that have known that have been gay
nobody
sang about the opposite
never
sex. They think it's more marketable.
She's never said
who's
that
the biggest gay
girls.
Artist you can think of.
She never said that her music was about boys.
She didn't. You're right. I'm assuming.
All I know is
she
that I've seen
you.
Her in
she
a video
use, like,
with Kehlani.
Pronouns.
Objective pronouns. You're right.
I just seen her with Kehlani. Mm. That's the only person.
I like Kehlani. And I like Kehlani's song, Honey.
I do like Kehlani, but I feel like, ugh, whatever.
Yeah.
Long
we
story
ain't
talking
about Kehlani. But Ella's boo.
Ella stole the song.
And
he didn't steal it.
Jacquees, they're on the verge. They're where they need to be now. And you can't, where you at, where they at now, they cannot do covers to songs anymore.
No.
It's time.
That's how Jacquees got on, though.
Yeah,
but that's how Ella got on, too.
Yeah, and she's putting out her own music right now. Jacquees.
But Jacquees has music. His own music, though. Jacquees. That's the thing. Like, he doesn't just do covers.
Get your ass in the studio and make your own
covers.
Shit now.
Like, shit, nigga.
Okay. I tell you, more than anything that's going to fuck Jacquees up is signing with Birdman. That's what's going to fuck Jacquees up.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. That was a horrible decision. If Birdman didn't pay Wayne, I don't know why anybody in their right mind would sign to him. If this motherfucker didn't pay Wayne, do you understand the gravity of that comment?
Exactly.
He been calling this man his son since the 99 and the 2000.
Hey, with
when they was in the Hot Girl video with PT Cruiser drop tops.
Oh, my God.
He been calling this son his man and he wasn't paying him.
I'm not signing. I'm not. Hired. I'm not going nowhere. I'm not signing an offer letter, nothing with nobody that I know that you got a history. We're not paying somebody.
Okay. A history?
You got a history. You have a history
Tyga,
with not paying
Tyga
somebody.
Tyga said he has never gotten a check from Cash Money.
No, man.
All the songs that Tyga has put out, he said he has never gotten a check.
I just don't believe him.
He's starting his lawsuit now. No, he filed his lawsuit.
I just don't believe nothing.
But Tyga was able to keep up with his image because he came for money.
Yeah.
Right. I just don't believe.
So that's
Tyga.
Why he was okay with not getting
don't.
A check. And he hopped on a few tours. But Birdman
don't
pay
believe
people.
Him.
But anyway, that's, you know,
neither here or there.
Neither here nor there.
Stop dropping covers, Jacquees, and stick to your own music. Yeah. Promote the music that you got out now before trying to hop on somebody else's track and steal their song. Simple.
That's all I'm asking.
So I got a question, y'all.
What's up? I might have an answer, boo-boo.
If I'm in a relationship, is it okay for me to post pictures in my bathing suit?
It depends.
Oh, you talking about them thirst traps.
Thirst traps, sure.
It depends. If that's what you want to call it.
I mean, whether you define as a thirst trap. I think everybody has a different definition of a thirst trap.
See, my definition of a thirst trap is when you bluntly, like even your caption can say like, you know, I'm looking tonight. I'm, or whatever. Like one night only. Like if my caption is one night only, you know what tip I'm on.
Whoa!
You know what tip
one
I'm
night
on.
Only. That's not like you on a prostitution.
You
trip.
Are not one night only with the man.
That's not like you on a.
Oh my God!
Let me tell you something. My man posts up about a one night only. He better enjoy that shit because he ain't getting another night. Baby, that's it. That's it. I hope you enjoyed that shit. Cause ain't no more one night only.
It's like
I'm gonna beat your ass tomorrow.
Is you talking about one night only, like one night stand?
I just feel like it's a time and place. If you in a relationship, there's no need for you to be thirst trapping because what you trapping?
Shit.
What you trapping?
Legit.
Shit. Trapping my next nigga in case this one mess up.
Oh,
I'm still gonna post my thirst traps when I'm with a man. Sorry, I'm still
like
posting it.
I
you still gonna know I still got this fat ass in these titties. You gonna know.
But I mean, I'm
follow
just saying, like, nobody's saying not to post
90.
Pictures. You can still post pictures. It's just the extreme of
you
being
can still be cute,
thirsty.
I debate my thirst traps. It depends on what the picture is. I go, depending on the picture, we're going to sit down and look at it together and we're going to cover the bases. Nope. Are my titties out?
I mean, that's a bit much, Ash.
That is a bit much.
I fight for my pictures. Nope. I take good pictures. I fight for mine. Are my titties out? Is my ass out? And I mean, like, do you see skin? Okay, they're not out. So you just see the curvature of my body. Well, I'm a female. I'm sorry. I have breasts. I have hips, thighs, and all of the extra parts. So I can't excuse that in every image that I have.
Right.
I'm sorry. Every time I capture my body, I'm not going to be like, oh, my nigga wouldn't like this. Because when I'm walking down the street, when I'm in CVS, niggas still see this ass and these titties. So
right.
I just think that when you are in a relationship,
Like, you know what's a sexy picture that you want to send your man. If you were sending, if you had taken a sexy picture and you, that's something you want to send your man, you know that should not go on your social media.
Yeah.
But that's my thing. Right. Like, but that I send runs my man
naked
line.
Pictures. I would never post a naked picture on Instagram.
Right. So but you what still if it's just a picture of me like laying down in the bed?
I think that
laying down in the bed.
I think that this is my thing. Like, my cousin had once told me, like, nobody should even know what your bedroom look like in your pictures.
That's true.
Like, some stuff is sacred. You know what I mean?
My best mirror in my house is in my bedroom. So
if you showing people everything, that go for a relationship.
My bedroom set was over $1,000. So, bitch, I do want somebody to see.
I mean, I agree. My bed alone was $1,000. Exactly. But I still don't want y'all motherfuckers to know what it look like.
No, I'm gonna show like, off my bed. I paid for this bed.
No, y'all gonna see this bed when y'all get here.
But no, the best mirror in my house. The best mirror in my house is in my bedroom. So when I get ready to post a thirst trap,
it's in that mirror.
That's where I'm going to take my picture.
I mean, I just think that I feel like with a lot of women, like nothing is sacred no more. Like that's why it's no respect. Like
that is
you don't have nothing sacred if you post every single thing about yourself and your body.
Guilty of this one. The pictures in the bathtub. Bro. That's the one. Bro. I'm like, okay, all right.
Because if I'm a nigga and you post a shit like that, like, what do I need to wife you for? What do I need to be with you for? If I've seen everything about you.
If it's 1 a.m. on like a Saturday night and you posting pictures with the candles lit in the bathtub, like, that's very suggestive.
It's very suggestive.
And I'm a big feminist. I'm a big advocate of women. So I think bitches can do whatever they want.
Yes.
But
shout out to Amber and the slut walk this
but
weekend.
Hey, okay. Good shit, Am.
There, that is giving a certain impression.
It's giving an impression. You're allowed to, but it's
you're
giving
definitely
an impression.
Allowed.
But
to.
Don't be mad when somebody be like, "She a hoe," or
I mean, no, you can still be mad because you don't know who I'm fucking. You can't call me no hoe.
That's or true. They be like, "Oh, okay, well this bitch be she just posts naked pictures all the time."
When
like,
you get tried as a hoe.
But see, this exactly. Is when you get tried as a hoe, you be like, I don't do stuff like that. Like, bitch, you just had a whole ass video of shaking your ass and with some booty
it was
shorts.
4.5
and I done seen everything but the lips of your fucking
pussy.
Like,
hella
okay,
hard
what?
Eyes on that shit. What okay. The fuck?
But you don't want to fuck me. Like, you, I seen everything.
I've
what?
Seen
why?
It
why I can't see just the lips? I done seen everything
just
else
see
but
the
lips.
Because that ain't what I want to show you. I showed like, you what bruh. I want to show you. You don't get to see the lips.
Right.
I don't want to show you. You don't get to see right. It. Don't pressure me.
Right. I mean,
if
it ain't
my
life.
Take a picture in my bikini, I'm going to do that. If I want to take a picture in some booty shorts, I'm going to do that.
Let I mean, that's
if
cool,
I
want to
take a picture with
I
my titties out,
like,
I'm going to do that.
You just can't be mad when somebody come at you like as if you a hoe because it's all in how to present yourself.
I have a
like,
question.
Like, niggas know how to approach a certain female space.
But see, with that logic,
them.
Though, so how do you excuse women who are covered up and still get approached like a hoe? Because just as many niggas that approach me when my ass is out is the same amount of niggas that approach me when I got on jogging pants and a t-shirt just running into the gas station.
That's true.
Facts.
I have a question, though. From what you just said, how do you feel that applies to women that work in strip clubs, specifically strippers? Is it acceptable to be able to assume, well, you know, like, I want to dance, but, you know, I feel like I should be able to grab some pussy during my dance. Like, how do you feel that opinion holds up in the strip club?
Because, I mean, I feel like, this is just me.
Okay.
I feel like if I'm a stripper,
okay,
and I'm dancing and I'm naked,
uh-huh,
how am I going to get mad? If you go for something that's already shown, like, how do you know what's off limits?
Can I
mean,
say
it's
something?
It's just like in a museum. So that means, okay, be in a museum, shit be out. Artifacts be out. But do that mean
that's
you could just walk
opinion.
Up and touch that
oh
shit?
Ma'am,
don't touch the artwork. Don't touch. You
here.
Can't just walk up and shit in the museum and touch all the shit on the wall. You
the
just
thing.
Can't.
This
you
is can. The thing with strippers. We off topic. But if we going to talk about strippers, like, you got some bitches that'll go in the back and they gonna fuck you.
They ain't got nothing to do with me.
Cause you got money. And then, but
you gotta
if
pay
I'm
to
walking
play.
In the strip club, I'm like, oh, well, the last time I was here, baby girl over there just topped me off when I went in the back. So
go get her.
All y'all bitches
go
be topping off
for her.
Because y'all all in this bitch
I'm just
trying
saying,
to get some money.
Traps.
So I got a stack for you. Oh, why you tripping? Because I actually suck my dick. Like, yo.
And, okay, yo, and you can say no.
That shit for
and you can say no.
Today.
That's just because your friend did it don't mean.
I mean, you can say no, friend. But you can't.
But I'm saying the thing with thirst traps together. And any other thing
I
that can be considered
be
suggestive
mad.
With women is that if the bitch say no, she said no. I have a son, and I'm going to tell him when he's of age, I don't give a fuck if the bitch posts her bare pussy on Instagram or whatever is going to be popping at the
She's
time.
She's going to get reported.
I don't give a fuck if she falling off a bar stool in the club drunk with her whole ass out. If she don't want to fuck you, she don't have to fuck you.
No, I agree with that. I just feel like you have no right to touch her.
Pressure her or anything else.
No, I 100% agree. I just feel like you can't be mad when you approach that way.
I feel like everybody has a right to be mad. Like, you don't
you
have to be disrespectful.
When you have shown you your way a certain way.
Like, I feel like everybody should still be respectful,
because that's
though.
Her, that's their feelings. You can't tell somebody not to
like, well, your feelings,
express
bitch,
their
you
feelings.
Need to wear a full ass outfit.
No, that's not. That's,
if I can see your fucking nipples, then bitch, why you mad?
But, oh, bitches have been going out with their titties out for real.
It's a thin
that
line.
That little mesh shit.
I just feel like it's a thin line. Like, bitches love to be like half naked and be like, oh my God, I don't have sex.
Bitch, what? Sex. They don't have sex at all.
I don't have sex.
So you, which is probably true, because most women I know with men ain't walking out with their titties out like that.
But wait, so you're telling me if I was to go out with my titties, I'd expect for somebody to grab them?
No. I'm just saying, if a nigga walk
like
up to you, yeah, if a nigga walk up to you like bitch, what you doing after this?
This
like,
is my body. Fuck. I can do whatever it is I want to do with it.
Yeah, but you can't get
it. It is my body.
Somebody
it is my temple.
You.
That's, you don't have to say nothing to me.
You can't walk out naked and say that your body's a temple. Bitch, please.
Don't say nothing. Don't.
Bitch, please.
I said my body.
Yo, what
I
you going to say? Your body a home and shelter.
I said my body is my temple. Okay. I said my body is my temple. But I'm just saying, though, like, just because I dress a certain way, that don't mean you got to say nothing to me. Because
I mean, you don't, but you know, niggas going to, because what you just said us the other day, like, niggas is mammals and some shit.
Oh my God. Don't bring that up.
Like, that's what they
go all the way
that's
off topic.
That's what they do, right? They mammals.
Turn her mic off.
Right. Turn it off.
We have to move on. We can go on and on about a lot of things.
Okay.
And post whatever kind of pictures you want. Because most of the men I meet are off social media, and it's because of them thirst traps that I get the dick that I get most of the time. Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All
right, then. Y'all heard ITB.
All right. So how do y'all feel about no foreplay before sex?
Specifically, we mean men who don't eat coochie, because that wasn't specific enough.
Oh my God.
I'm going to give y'all my honest opinion.
Grow up.
I feel like oral sex is sex. Like, if you don't have oral sex, you should not be having sex. I feel like it's a double standard. I feel like women are expected to give head, but men are like let off the hook all the time.
They are. Mm-hmm. Because no. Most.
Not in my bedroom.
You better eat this coochie.
Not in my bedroom.
What if they're not hungry?
They going to get Shit. Hungry. Here, smoke this blunt. Get the munchies.
But they said they ain't hungry.
Shit. Here, smoke this blunt. Get the munchies so you can get the chomping.
I really do believe in vibes and knowing what you could try with certain people, because I honestly don't really ever. I've never been involved with a man who said he didn't eat coochie.
Me neither.
I don't.
I've never.
First of all, I don't like to wear coochie.
Coochie, pussy, vagina, honey hole, cookies,
coochie,
sugar walls, whatever
coochie.
You want to call it.
I don't like
cootie cat.
If a nigga say to me, "Can I lick that coochie?" I'm bitch. I got an attitude.
That,
no.
If a nigga say that to you, you better let him, because if you don't, he might hit your ass.
Like, whoa. Like, baby, let me eat your coochie. Like, bitch, you got me fucked up.
But I'm just saying, though.
Bro, I got a pussy.
No, because the thing about, I've never heard a man, because I've spoke to men in mixed company who said they don't eat coochie. And the one thing about
stupid.
Them is, I always ask them, I say, oh, do you expect your dick to be sucked? And every single last one of them has said yes.
Yeah.
I don't see how that works.
It doesn't.
Mm-mm.
There is no way you could ever ask me to part my lips to your penis. And you ain't never licked my coochie.
I would not lick
sorry.
A penis before my vagina has been licked. It's just like it's a fine print for me. Just it's security, it's a deposit.
Agree.
You gotta lick this motherfucker before I do anything. Cause you will
I
never.
Agree. Cause you would never.
You will never have me out here. I'm just not gonna
What
do
if
it.
The head is trash though?
Bruh. We still ain't got nothing to do, but I wanna
bruh.
Find out.
Exactly.
That would make me not wanna fuck. I've had a bad experience like that, like, bruh.
Yeah, bad head is.
Do tell. I'm curious.
All right. So
I was, I ended up having sex with this boy, and he was like, he wanted to give me some head, so I'm like, fuck you, what's up? So, girl, I was like, I was looking down at his ass like, straight face, like, all right, I'm good. Just he was like, you didn't like it? Like, nope. Nah.
No, you ever felt
he
like
he was like, so we gonna still have sex? Like, nah.
Oh, y'all ever felt like somebody was putting your clit in a pencil sharpener?
Ooh, oh, God.
Hand my panties.
What the fuck?
Excuse me. What? A pencil sharpener.
What?
No, we say the whole what? Statement.
No, I'm gonna punch you in your fucking face. What? I'm gonna sharpen your fucking lips.
What? Hey, say it again what? For me.
Have you ever felt like your clit was in a pencil sharpener?
No, because I'll beat your
that
ass.
That sound like you should be at the hospital.
That's some shit I will fucking punch you. Like, I have no hard feelings on hitting no nigga if he feel like he about to be playing with my clit all type of way.
It's the same rules.
Bitch, I'm about to hit you.
That apply for women when they giving head. No
right.
Teeth. Don't use.
If I bite you, you going to want to hit me?
Right.
No. Use your teeth.
And another thing.
And don't lick my shit like a cat. The little petty lick.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
But this is my
that's
thing.
What I'm
like,
saying. Don't try to rush what you're doing either just to hurry up and get back up. No.
Because I can
you
tell.
Take your time.
I
take
can
your
tell.
Oh, there's definitely a difference between a man and coochie because he know that's what you want versus that's something that he likes to do.
Exactly.
And I'll
it's
stop
a big difference.
Because I don't like to waste
that's
my
what
time.
I was feeling like. That nigga was like, for him to ask, I felt like he was so ready to get in the pussy. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he's so excited.
Yeah.
Nigga. Nice
but,
enough. Like, now you're not.
First of all,
I don't even like what you just did.
Mm-mm. I'm 28. To meet a man my age or older, and he say he don't eat coochie, we absolutely have nothing to discuss. I'm sorry. Because DJ Khaled Fat Ass said that about his wife, that he don't got to do it because he provide this lifestyle for her and shit.
You
so
heard
you mean
what
to
Nikki
tell me
said.
Your fat ass eat everything else, but don't eat coochie?
You heard what Nikki said. Ain't no fat nigga going to tell me what he ain't going to eat.
Okay.
Because you've been exercising for how
the
long
end.
And you still the same size?
Okay.
Stop
the
playing
end.
With me.
You gonna tell me because what you gonna tell me because you're doing what you're supposed to do as a husband and a father that you don't have to eat my coochie.
That's
that
not
don't have nothing
what
to
you're
do
supposed
with.
To do. That's not what you're doing as a husband, then. I mean, I just feel like if you're gonna if you want to have sex with me, and I'm speaking for myself, if you want to have sex with me, you're going to have to do some things
you
other than shove that
it.
Dick in. Because I'm sorry, I'm a grown-ass woman. Just straight penetration does not get me off. You're not just going to be able to sit here and in and out me for however
in
long you
out.
Think is an acceptable
wow.
time.
In and out.
And fellas, it is okay to play with the coochie when you're hitting it at the same time.
It is
we
required.
Like that. We like
get
that.
Your okay. hand down there and DJ Diddles. It fresh. Because if you don't, if you think slapping my ass cheeks are not the sensitive part of my body, please
I
reach
still like
around.
It though.
Smacking the ass
yeah.
is more for
you.
Still even
do.
Though it's cool.
I don't mind
and
it.
I like to be choked.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, Brittany.
Choke
talk
me.
About it.
I can agree
me.
To that.
Yeah. But you have to eat my vagina. Like, I don't even feel like that's risque. Like,
no.
I feel like that's, like, normal yeah. sex.
Exactly. I like it when it's, like, when you don't even expect it. Like, he pull out and just start eating you out like, oh.
You want to fuck fuck.
Okay. Oh, you want to fuck fuck.
You can't get me a stick.
I like it.
Oh, you nasty, nasty. Yeah.
What's your favorite position?
From the back.
Change a diaper.
Oh my God.
That's what I call
what
it.
What does that mean?
The
that's like
diaper
when you lay.
When you on your back.
When you on your back like you about to change
you
a diaper. You pull your legs up.
Get the head.
Spread them apart or put them together. Especially
like
if,
you changing
put,
a diaper.
If he put your toes in his mouth.
Oh my God.
Stroking. Okay. Ooh, let me go get a plan B.
Yeah. Nah, fuck a durag. That nigga gonna fuck you with his pants down to his ankles. I am scared. First of all, I'm scared of any nigga.
Any nigga that
that's
comes
gonna
through the
fuck me with his clothes on or his socks. Bitch, if you don't get
your
fucked,
uterus gonna
naked.
Get knocked out of alignment, okay?
I told you
fuck me naked.
Who got completely naked and put his motherfucking shoes back on because he needed traction.
He needed that grip.
He needed that grip.
I was
needed
so scared.
I definitely
like, oh,
would have just been like, nah, I'm good.
I said, Lord, if you get me out of this, I promise.
She said, this nigga put his shoes back on.
Back on.
Like, okay. You take all your clothes off and put your shoes back
he said,
on.
Where my mic's at?
Oh, you
I
here
said,
for business.
He said, my shoes, where my mic's at? So, I don't know. So I need some traction. I said, oh, God.
That nigga needed a head start.
I would have been like, whoa, 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 whoa. You about to run in this pussy or what?
Literally. Literally about to run in the pussy.
I am. He about to fucking sprint across and drop running dead in that pussy.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, no, thank you.
It worked out, though. It did work out.
Okay. I would have been nervous.
That's great to hear. I would have been very nervous. But that's wonderful.
Everything came together for the greater good.
But I don't like when people fuck me with their clothes. Like, no, you can't. Or they had a shirt on, they want to put it in their mouth. Bitch, you don't take your shirt
like
off.
Like, you hip bro.
Or put it behind their neck.
Bitch, you don't take your shirt off.
Take their head off the hall and put it.
I am grown as hell.
Like, you think some little dwarf going to come steal your clothes?
Like, I am grown as hell, boy.
Bitch, we not at the wreck. It ain't 2005. Take your goddamn shirt off, okay. Bitch.
Do not put your shirt in your mouth, boy. Take that shit off.
Take it all off.
And you bite your shirt. I'm dead.
Oh, shit. Hand me my fucking panties.
Hand me my panties. Mm-hmm.
You know you got to do the warning text. Tell your girl to call you like you got to do like
okay,
an emergency.
I'll be like, this motherfucker did not come to play, bitch. Get naked.
Oh, we definitely got to talk about the warning text next time, y'all.
The warning text?
Baby. I think every bitch got a story about a warning text.
I think everybody has a story about a warning text.
We have to discuss that. A warning text?
We have to discuss that.
Oh, shit.
We got hit on that.
So, okay, I got another one for y'all. All
right.
Hit us with the streets. Can y'all please tell me, what do y'all do to let your partner know you ready to get it on? Without saying it, though. I can't even discuss this because y'all always say I'm super aggressive. So
I dead ass just say, babe, I want to have sex.
That's V don't boring. Like that. He don't. My boyfriend does not. He be like, can you let it happen? Like, no, he gets so mad.
Where's the
like,
romance,
I'm about
Ashley,
to Bill Cosby you. Either you fuck it or I'm fucking fuck
or wow. We fuck it.
My boyfriend be
but
like,
I'm getting it.
He be like, damn, right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be the worst right. Shit. Like, yes, nigga, right now. Like, I want to fuck right now.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, generally, I'm just going to start unbuckling your pants. That should let you know everything you need to know.
Damn.
Your pants.
Can we talk about it, Jasmine? Like,
I mean, how else am I supposed to tell you that I want to fuck?
What if you don't know him like that? You just going to grab his dick?
I wait.
Okay, when it's new, yeah, I'll let him take the lead. But once we establish that, you know, things are there or going in that direction, generally, I'm going
to. How do you like him to approach you if it's new? If it's your first time fucking, what you like for him to do?
Ooh. I like to be approached the same way I approach. If you just start kissing me and I go with that shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he ain't got to rub your feet
niggas,
first or nothing.
Like, oh, no. I like, you know, I like a little toe action. I like a little,
a little toe action.
Netflix and chill me.
Netflix and chill? No, bitch.
Right. I like it. I like Netflix because let me tell you why I like
Forever 21
somebody who don't say nothing. The best thing
the
I've ever had came from niggas that didn't say nothing about that we had never had a conversation about sex. Like, at all.
Them the best sex.
And that. That nigga had me climbing the walls.
Them
okay,
the
fuck the soul out of me.
Yeah.
So,
cause you're just like, I just want to know. Like,
so when I want to have sex, I'm just gonna start unbuckling your pants, and then.
What if you trying to set a vibe?
Because if it get hard, he wanted it.
But lately, what if you trying to set a vibe?
But,
though,
but wait. Lately, I've been doing this little thing where it's like I get this real soft voice, and I'm like, come here.
Oh, girl. She baby talking. She baby talking.
Girl, get your girl ass out of here.
I have kind of a deep voice.
And then
woman,
I grab
so
it.
No.
Jasmine be like, come here.
Bitch.
Well, here's the thing. When
drop
I first
them draws.
And my boyfriend. Well, before we started dating, when I first, literally the first time I met him, we met at a party. And he was cute, obviously. And he was like sitting on the opposite side because it was in like a red roof. It was ghetto. And so there was like
a party in a red roof?
A red roof.
That anyway. Sounds a little.
Because
anyway.
Y'all were teenagers.
It was
risque.
So that was a little.
Anyway. I was sitting on the opposite side of the bed from him, and I like had seen him. I had been drinking or whatever, so I was already feeling kind of uninhibited. But I apparently leaned over, inebriated. Thank you, and bit his arm.
What the?
Excuse?
Oh, I would have never talked to your ass again
and
at all.
You bit
to
his
this
arm.
Day, he just been like, I
you said you bit his arm.
I bit his arm.
Right,
the like,
why?
Backside. Like,
tell
this
me why.
And then I was, so I like,
Kyra, why
are
you biting
across
people?
The bed because for
first
one,
of all,
leg,
no, you weird to say
the leg bro. Gave my body good contrast because he got to good look at all the curves and good pieces.
Bro.
So the leg was the intent, but I just happened to get his attention.
If I bit Reese, bro,
I don't want to talk about
Reese because he's a different type of
bitch. Oh, bro.
I wouldn't see tomorrow.
But this is the thing. Because I bit him in his head.
My bad, yes.
In his head, he felt like, oh, this bitch a freak. Like, I don't even know what's on her mind. Like, she just bit. You don't even know me.
No, and
you
that's just some bit crazy me. Shit.
He like, she on some shit. Like, shit.
If a nigga bite me, see, women can do things to men that men could never do to true. Women. Because exactly. If a man bit me, bitch, we fight
guard.
And I'm going guard. To the hospital to get tested. Bitch, you could have rabies. I don't know.
Method Man bit my face, and I just was so in love with it.
The fuck? What? You should have sued
Method Man.
Why?
Bitch,
why
you could have got some money for that.
Right.
Because I would have sued his ass.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Why did he bite you?
Because I was pinching him. And he was like, pinch me one more time, and I'm going to bite you. And I pinched him. He was like, come here, give me a hug. And he bit my face.
That's weird. That is not weird. Okay. That's
but Deidre lick bald heads.
Okay,
if
first
y'all got
of all,
a bald head, she gonna lick it.
She gonna lick it.
That's funny weird. For your daddy.
Oh, y'all got oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Cut to the commercial.
My daddy said he was tuning in. My daddy said he was tuning in.
First of all, it's a joke. We do your mom and daddy jokes all the time. Don't take it personal. It
don't
do
be
not
on
take
ear.
It personal, okay?
I'm talking about these young niggas, not my old ass daddy, okay?
I'm just saying, Brittany, don't put my business
like
out like that.
Right now. I don't know what happened.
I haven't, but I plan to when I get home.
Oh,
okay, Robert, don't tune into this episode.
Your dad will never be able to listen to this. Nobody want to hear their daughter talk like this.
But no. I mean, so I like licking
so,
people.
So consensus is.
But because I licked him, he man. Thought I was freaky, and he thought because I was freaky, he assumed that sex was going to come. We didn't have sex for like 3 months after I met him. So he was like, visibly frustrated at the point because he was like, well, what was that? And I was just like, I just bit you. I don't want it to go any further.
I
want to
punch
you.
That's
eye.
Weird. That is weird as shit. Like, I would have never talked to you again. Bro. That wouldn't even have intrigued me.
After several months.
Poor V.
He loves it.
He should have ran.
He should have.
Really?
Just hit me up. Because
that's
I'll
weird as
you know.
Shit.
Oh my God.
I would have.
You could
that's
still
weird
run.
As shit.
Nah, you can't run, bro.
So apparently the way I let him know that I was actually ready to have sex after, you know, all the time that had passed was like a look I gave him. And it's like, you know how you feel. So it's just like
right.
Translates.
When you
want to
fuck, you don't
it's
have to say
like,
nothing. You can see it
it's
in somebody's eyes.
Like, wow. You know what I want. And he knew. Like, the day that it happened, he was like, he was, you know, kind of playing with me, but he was used to me turning him down. So he was playing. And he kind of looked at me, and I was looking at him like, I'm not going to stop you. And I ain't say nothing, but I was just looking like, I'm not going to
were
stop
you. Were you a virgin?
Mm-mm. No.
Brittany, why would you?
Why would you ask that
right
on
now?
The air though?
I don't know. I mean, because she said, because she was like, "I'm not gonna stop you." Like, I don't know. It kind of gave me virgin vibes.
No, it wasn't.
It would have been cute. Like, oh, okay, maybe really why? Maybe, maybe the bite was the reason, but I still don't justify the bite.
I won't bite you then.
Don't ever.
Don't ever.
Don't bite nobody else. Let that be your first and last,
please.
I should not have
nothing wrong with a little nibble.
People don't like that.
I bite.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, I do a lot of
nibble.
Okay. All right.
I'm a hot girl.
T-Street. T-Street's been quiet.
She's been keeping the conversation going.
Okay. Well, she has.
So what's next?
That's because she high.
Okay.
Listen, y'all. They call me Stuff the Wood T.
No, oh, we don't. Okay.
No, we don't.
We have never, I've never
guys, heard
that.
Woods.
This guys,
is the first time.
You know, I she literally drove here and was like, I'm going to tell this bitch to call you Stuff the Wood.
Okay.
And we were like, no.
No, like, no.
No.
We
no. No.
Fuck
we
your
not.
Wood, nigga.
Not today, not tomorrow, not never.
No.
Okay. So, all right. Well, let me ask
but you. Wait, T Streets, you didn't tell us what you do
to set the mood. Oh, well, y'all know I be having tricks that I come out the bag with.
Ooh.
You know, I'm a little massage therapist, so I come out the woodworks.
Oh, yeah, so you got something
it.
For them. Every
listen,
time.
Every time, baby. And if I'm doing it, you know I'm trying to do it. Okay?
Wait a minute.
Because I don't give massages for kicks and giggles.
So do you just you like y'all massage, sitting there watching you know, TV and you be like,
you
let
be
me
giving
massage
it up,
back.
Homeboy.
No, I'll ask for one first.
Oh, okay.
I'd be like, man, my shoulders are killing me.
See, I'm the same. I'd be like, oh, for real? That shit fucked up.
And I'd be like, you do me, I do you.
I couldn't be no nigga,
literally.
Bro.
Literally.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm.
Let's do each other.
Oh, my God. T-Streets handing out
massages. The wrong one. I told her to move on.
I got a
T-Streets asking. She giving massages.
What's question asked?
It's real off topic. I'm just scrolling. Would y'all do it one night only?
No.
Okay. Just double checking.
It crossed my mind before, but
whenever I get real broke, I be like, okay, bitch.
Yeah, I be female, thinking the other way.
Huh?
Oh. And on that note.
Whoa, whoa, throw the flag on the play.
Throw the plug on the play or the flag.
Where's
the
our
flag?
Bell? Where's the bell?
We need our bell back because we talk about stripping. She said with a girl, like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Wait, what?
Oh. Exactly. Exactly. We got to move on. Because we're going to take a soft pause. Just let's move on to the next topic.
All right. I'm a hot compress.
No, you're not. No. Don't say it no more.
Y'all are sick. Okay, what's your ideal first date, y'all?
First date. You know, I'm greedy anywhere out to eat. I love food.
My first date, so I'm like super shy. So I don't like to eat in front of people.
Not my
So I preferably like to do something, and I don't really like to talk. Like, if I don't really know you like that, like, and it's our first date, like, take me to the movies. Like,
don't you want to get to know them?
I mean, yeah, but like the first day,
you
like
have to get to know people.
Like, I don't know. Like the first day, I be wanting to do something that I don't really got to do much talking. Not unless you more outgoing
like
you than me.
I'm like total opposite.
And yeah, and like the first date, like I'm a good movie person. Like the first date, the movies, so I can like relax. Then we're coming out, I may just crack a joke or some shit. Like I'm really silly once you get to know me, but
so you got a first three drink time, max for your first date. You got five full sentences that you out.
Yeah, like, and then I don't like, don't pick me up. I just, I'll meet you there.
It depends.
Like, I don't know, I'm weird. Like, I got bad anxiety, so that's probably why.
Agree.
But yeah, nah, don't take me out to eat, because if we go out to eat, I'm not gonna eat my food.
I am.
I'm not. And my ex-boyfriend literally stopped that shit. Like, he used to be like, we can't go out to eat because y'all never eat your food. And I'm tired of carrying your fucking boxes because you don't eat the shit when you get home either. Like, we're done. Like, we used to just go do fun shit because the move that out to eat shit.
I'm the total opposite. I like things that would make you, kind of force you to talk. Mm-hmm. So let's go to like a museum so we can talk about what we see, stuff like that. Like the times you're going to be together. No, the DIA be lit. The DIA has some nice.
Because you just don't know what kind of, you might have a nigga who has no.
Right, and I would rather know that on the first date versus the fifth.
That's true.
I don't know. I'm in the lighthood, nigga, so
they're
not really trying to go to none.
Like, I mean, it's
great.
No.
So let's do something that's going to force us to talk. Or do something fun.
Hood niggas that'll be like, let's go to the museum.
Yeah. Let's do something. Like, let's do something that's going to force us to talk or do something fun. Let's go to,
more often than not, they're not like that, though.
They're not. They're not.
They're not.
I mean, I'm not saying that they, I don't.
It's green ass.
Let me clear that up. I'm not saying that I like dumb niggas. I'm just saying that the that's niggas that saying. I fuck with not really trying to go to no museum.
Right. I mean, I don't run across them a lot either, but I'm saying that would be my ideal.
Because
that's ideal.
Because
that's what I would
all
like.
They dated was hood rat bitches, and hood rat bitches ain't gonna say, oh, let's go to the museum. So it's like, if
what
you,
well,
I ain't either.
No,
I
I'm just saying, though, like,
I'm
go to go get a bottle and go to, I don't know,
Palmer Park. I mean, Rouge.
Okay. Park. That's a date.
That's hood rat dates.
What the fuck does that even mean? What do you do at the park?
Sit,
don't
drink,
take me to my park.
Buy her some Coney before you drop her off.
Damn.
I'm stressed.
I don't know.
I mean, I can't lie. That's a date once we get to know each other, once we keep chilling already. Like,
that's not a date.
I mean not a date, but
we can
do
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it. Yeah. And it'll be a good time, but that's just like us hanging out. It's not a date.
So what's the difference between hanging out and a date?
I feel like you like, hang out.
I feel
after
like a date is
somebody.
Something you plan. Like I said, my ideal.
So you can't
first
plan
date would be
no
something
park?
Fun or like a museum. So we you like if you say, oh, I bought tickets for us to go to this poetry show, or you know, we
they
going to the
just,
museum.
You like poetry?
I do. I'm a deep bitch. Y'all just don't
Jazz
give me my credit.
Me. I swear to God, Jazz shocked me every day, bro.
She pulled something out the bag. When
she said museum, like my
hit me
like,
on some Love Jones shit. Yeah. Have a little pint of
poetry
for me too.
Right. I ain't never did none of that classy
Jasmine
shit.
Jasmine, she really gonna shock me, bro. She shocked me every day, but
you
she
know.
Really gonna say some shit off the
Pause.
Wall and be like,
Ashley watching porn.
What?
Excuse me?
We're doing the podcast right now, Ashley.
What? Excuse me?
I'm not about to porn. Comment on that, because that's just my business. My favorite though, kind of date, I want to go to
look,
like...
Look at Jasmine. We asked you for an hour of y'all time, and you want to watch porn during it?
I want to go to like laser tag or
right. You want somebody to check
all the way.
Or like the gun range.
She just switched the subject though.
She did.
Don't tell us what she like.
But I looked all the way around the table.
But I'm sorry, Ashley. We asked you for an hour of your time. You want to watch porn during?
Bitch, I can get off wherever I need to. Mind your business.
Oh, wow.
So, okay, we're running out of time, people.
But, fellas, think outside the box when it comes to the ladies. Take her to do something she's never done. She'll never forget you. That's the best thing to remember when it comes to dating.
Facts.
Don't buy me Coney. Take me to a real
thank you.
Restaurant.
No Coney Island. So my brother got on my case because I said that. No Coney Island.
For a first date or just period?
I'm just saying, like, don't try to act like you're doing me a favor because you bought me Coney Island instead of Wendy's. Like, bitch.
I mean, none of that.
No.
I mean,
I want to eat. I want to eat some good food. It doesn't have to be expensive food, but it has to be good. If you got a hole in the wall spot, like, that's why I love my boyfriend. He is good for finding some regular raggedy shit that bang.
Shout out to Hash,
like,
bro.
Some straight up shit that you ain't never heard of or never even thought would be good. It'd be looking the sketchiest places. Like, I'm not getting out the car. I don't think you should either type, but the shit be so good. He can always, but he always lets me eat good. If you give me some shit that's new, some shit that I haven't had before, it doesn't always have to be expensive. It just has to be quality. You give me that?
Okay.
I'm happy.
All right. We coming back next week for y'all, though.
We will be back for sure.
What else we going to touch on? I said we was going to touch on something next week.
We had a good time today.
The 911 text.
Yep.
Yes. For sure.
Yep. Them 911s.
Okay, ladies.
Love y'all. It's thanks your girl, Miss D.
Jasmine.
Brit.
Just Jasmine 90. Instagram. Thank you.
It's Uncut Unbothered. We got t-shirts over here and classy.
Ooh.
Head Witch Bitch on Instagram.
Head Witch Bitch. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, she's
classy.
Princess Beach.
And Ashy.
Also, I'm a daughter. And we out, ladies.